I hear you people like singing. L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you've adored and loved. It's more than just a game for two. Wait, did I fuck that up? Fuck, I went past this. Oh, this is what happens when I try to sing. Oh, why did I do that? Okay, wait, hold on. I swear I have this. It is going and I am doing. Two in love can make it. Take my heart, but please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Oh, I found it. Okay. All right. Let's do this. Fabulous intro. Hey guys, what's up? It's Dangerous ASMR and I'm back for yet another Q&A session, and I'm getting more toward the end, which is pretty awesome. I'm going to start with the last question from where I left off. River Rail asks, are you going to make a series about you, the voice artist, playing the role of the victim in a story centered more around a male monster of some sort? I had considered, actually, I had a couple people ask me if I would do a, like, Yandere in Chains kind of audio. So I definitely considered it. Yeah, if that's something people would like to see as, like, the listener as the monster and me as the helpless victim type, I would totally do it. It's not my usual MO, but I'm always open and willing to try new things. So yeah, absolutely. Equidus asked, what's my favorite series to record and create? I've already answered that. It's The Serial Killer. Ty says, moist, 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 indeed, moist. Two Armed Blue and Red Drapes asks, how good are you at dancing? Not great, not terrible. I have a sense of rhythm and I can keep a beat, but I'm definitely not, like, a really good dancer, but I'm not horrible. Like, it's in between. And honestly, like, the more I have to drink, the better I think I am at dancing. So ask me again when I'm drunk and I'd be like, oh, I'm a great dancer. But now sober, I'm adequate, not horrible, I think. I mean, I don't know, but I think I'm okay. Nurse Bold says, if we send a script that isn't quite up to par, do we get a boop, try again in return? Generally, I'm going to respond. Granted, I respond usually really late when I get scripts because I push stuff to the side and I'm like, oh, fuck, I haven't checked my email in 2 weeks. It depends on what you mean by not up to par. Is it, like, terrible? If it's so bad that there's no saving it, then I probably won't say anything because I don't think there's any good way to say, like, wow, this script was not usable, or I guess I could see, I'd feel like I couldn't be honest. So I'd rather just, I don't know. 99.999% of the time I'm going to respond back. And usually I found with scripts, even if the writing isn't super polished, like, because I want to work with writers of all abilities. So if you've got a really solid concept and I can work with it, then that's really the most important thing. But yes, I do try to get back to people unless their scripts are really abysmal and just painful, or, like, really, really too similar to something I've done or that I've heard other people do where it's, like, identical, then I'm going to be like, oh, I can't really do that. But 99.9% of the time, yes. Daniel O. asks, how far into the fantasy genre do you think you'll go eventually? We're lucky enough to experience a giant test series. Do you ever think a snoo-snoo orc woman or an elf will pop up, or do you reckon that's a tad bit too much fantasy? I'll go as far into fantasy as people want me to. I'd be happy to do an orc or an elf or any of the kind of fantasy genre. It honestly, sky's the limit. Like I said, I'm not trying to limit myself to one particular part of the genre or anything. I can go as nerdy as I want to. I don't give a fuck. All that stuff's fun anyway. Fantasy is more fun than reality, like 9 times out of 10, right? I think so. Jacob Lim says, can we please get an Amazon erotic RP female X male version? Yes, that is coming out next. I was really looking forward to one after the Safe Work version came out. Also, yes, please, the Fuda RP. I would like to do one. Definitely, definitely. Oh, God, it's an airplane again. Fuck. I'm recording at a bad time. Noble Kent says, I know I asked questions previously, but just in case, you keep going down the list. You mentioned previously that you have a job other than this. If it became feasible to you, would you want to do this as your full-time job / make a career out of it? Abso-fucking-lutely. Do you ever get turned on when writing a script or recording lines? Abso-fucking-lutely. Yes. 100%. Yes. Yeah. I'll write a script sometimes and I'll be like, oh my God, like that, that was really hot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. You mentioned that pretty much everyone in your life knows what you do. And do you think you'll ever do a face reveal? Or do you want to keep my privacy? I don't think I'll ever do a full face reveal. I've done like a partial face reveal on my Twitter. But that's probably the most I'll ever do. And like, I know, and I get comments sometimes, people will just assume like, if you don't show your face, you must be very unattractive or like just gross to look at. And that's not true at all. I think the people that have seen my partial face reveal can attest to that I'm not like ugly, but yeah, I just don't have a desire to really show myself. I don't necessarily want to be like recognized in public and have people be like, oh my God, that's you. Not that I'm some giant name, but the fact is it could happen and that would be really weird. I mean, like flattering, but also like, you know, weird, flattering and weird. So, no, probably not. No. No, that's my answer. No. Partial face reveal is the most you'll ever get. The most like, okay, not to say I haven't shown some of my patrons what I look like, but that's if we get to like know each other and talk and become friendly, then we might exchange photos and be like, hey, look, this is my face. I'm a human being. But I, you know, I'm most people's reaction isn't like, oh my God, like, you know, you're fucking hideous. But, you know, so no, at large, no. But like individuals, if I get to know you and we become friends, then yeah, why not? Tricky Rick says, I have a question. Who's the person on your YouTube and Patreon avatar? Stock photo woman, number 3. I don't know, stock photo woman that I found and I was like, oh, that's sexy. And I just grabbed it. Like there was no, you know, like deeper thought than that. One day I'll probably change it to not stock photo woman. But yes, as a broader question, how do you find the images that you tagged your audios? Stock images, stock photos that are free for use. That is what I do. I find them, I find stock images that I feel like work for my audio, and then I go and I manipulate them into Paint or to different, image programs, filter, whatever. Sometimes I take them pretty much as is, overlay the text, and there you go, because I don't have any artistic skills. And like a lot of people would do for a thumbnail, they would have like a drawing, and, mine would be like stick figure people. So I'm like, okay, this is not going to be appealing to anybody. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to find stock images that are free for use. And I'm going to use that because I do not have any ability or know anybody artistic beyond, you know, myself. So that is what I did. And thankfully, it has worked out. And I like the way they look. Maybe that sounds like I'm making excuses for myself. And maybe I am. Shut up. Don't ask me. Okay. Kill the Can says, would you ever do a Sith Lord? I can see you trying to seduce a Jedi to the dark side, unleashing their repressed passions to turn them into a lover and apprentice. Yes, I would, absolutely. If that's something you guys want, totally would. Jay says, have you ever hit your head in the doorframe for being too tall? Not in a doorframe. I used to live in this place that had this chandelier in the dining room that was ridiculously low, like so low. It was like 5'5" off the ground, like ridiculously. And I kept hitting my head. Like I put the table underneath it and I'm like, this will stop me from hitting my head. No, it happened all the time. And I hit my head a lot if I'm standing up on like the airplane, you know, when you're like, oh, I'm going to go stand up to get ready to get out of my seat. Like, I would say half the time I hit my head on the overhead compartment. So that's annoying, but not door frames. Not quite that tall. Let's see. I'm almost done. Oh my gosh. Zip zap z. Zibbity zoop says, what are my beliefs? Am I an atheist? I am an agnostic atheist. Yes, I am. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically just like, I'm an atheist that I don't believe that there is a God. And I'm agnostic in the sense that I am open to evidence that there might be a God, but I do not believe at present time there is a God based on the evidence that we are given. And this is not to say that I have not tried to be religious in the past, but I am an extremely skeptical person by nature, and I can't make myself believe something if my brain goes, yeah, but what about? Yeah, but there's no evidence for. So I'm not somebody that can be like, well, my feeling is that I can't do that, because my rational brain just goes, no, bitch, don't. You're just lying to yourself. And you know, I can't. I wish I could. It sounds nice, but my brain says no, but no, you're just going to die one day. And that's actually, I'm really okay with that. All right. Now I'm recording this early, so I might have more questions by the time I put this up. And I apologize if I do when I haven't answered it. Papa Nutsuri says, am I a good boy? Yes, you're very good. Do you also sometimes have the urge to slap yourself because you did something cringy? No. Usually when I do something cringy, I'll just laugh it off, because everybody does something fucking cringy, and people that try not to in public do cringy stuff in private. So why the fuck not be cringy at the amusement of other people? I mean, who fucking cares? Who cares? Oh my fucking God. We're all going to be dead one day. It doesn't matter if you're cringy as fuck. Like, No. Do you realize how much your audios and work in general can have a positive impact on one's life? If so, how do you feel when you come to that realization? I do, mainly because I've been messaged a bunch of times from people that tell me that my audios have helped them. And it's so touching every single time. Like, it means a ton to me, because, you know, I'm human like everyone else. I know, shock, I'm human, unfortunately. And I have bad days and, you know, days where you're just like, you know, you get down on yourself, or you think like, you know, what's the point of doing this, or I'm not as good as I want to be, or whatever. And so sometimes, you know, thinking back to when people tell you things that are really encouraging and make you feel like the stuff that you do has a positive impact beyond just entertainment, or, you know, in the moment, it makes everything seem more valuable, I guess, even though it's just silly entertainment. The fact that it can mean something to people is really awesome. So yeah, humbled, I'd say, is the biggest way I feel when I get a message like that, is really humbled that I can do something that positively impacts someone's life, because it's just the best feeling ever. Okay, and edit for bonus question. If you were to take the dive and write a script and make an audio out of it, If I were to take the dive and write a script and make an audio out of it, would you want to listen to it and provide feedback before I do anything with it? Absolutely. Sure, totally. Oh my God, you hear that shit? Watch out for airplanes, though. Yeah, completely. I love that. I think it's really cool. I would love to be able to hear it. Like, anything people do that's creative, especially if it's like audio type, like in my wheelhouse, send it to me. I'd love to listen to it and give you some feedback. I think it's really cool, you know? I mean, yeah, totally. Completely. Awesome. Yes. Send me your stuff. When I have time, I will listen to it and I will tell you what I think. So yeah, go for it. You know, get the courage, do it. I'm not going to be an asshole, I promise you. I'm really not. I'm not an asshole, says the asshole. It's like what a fucking asshole would say, right? I'm not an asshole. Wink. And then I like knock you over and steal your lunch money. Okay. So that is it for all the questions that have been asked on the Q&A. Oh my God, you guys. It was a fuck ton. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. And I got to get to know you guys a little better. This is a lot of fun. I'm really glad I did this, and hopefully the majority of your curiosity questions have been answered. To the one person who was asking in the last one I posted if I look like Susan Boyle because of my singing, no, I don't. I mean, we're both females with white skin and dark hair, but that's pretty much where the similarities end. You know, two arms, two legs, breasts, eyes, nose, ears, mouth, hair, you know, general, same internal organs, presumably. Very similar genetically, but also completely different in appearance. So, that is the answer to that. And I love you guys so freaking much. I will talk to you again next week in a different capacity. I'll be recording a script by Ike Moore, so you all need to keep your listening ears out open for that. And yeah, I'll see you next week. Mwah. Bye, guys.